Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What'd you think watching the Florida Panthers parade around with the Stanley Cup on the verge of a dynasty here? That's a great team, by the way, Sean. I think that team could have beaten a lot of teams, a lot of Stanley Cup champions in this century since the year 2000. That is a perfectly built playoff team from Bob right up front with you know, three centers that anybody would kill for. Although, I think the Penguins, two of the three Penguins Cup teams this century would give them a pretty good battle and maybe win. Do you? Because when you have Crosby, Malkin, and Staal in their primes, that's better than this.
Yeah, my first thought is that the Penguins championship teams are better than Florida, but
not the most recent one. Do you think the one that beat Nashville? I thought that one kind of survived because of Fleury against Washington.
And I don't think Nashville was a juggernaut opponent, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a situation where just in my head, I think, okay, the Penguins have generational players with their core. And I don't know that Florida has multiple generational players. You made that point. But overall, they're just a terrific team, and they made all the right moves at the deadline this year. Brad Marchand was incredible.
One of the
them.
Greatest trade deadline acquisitions ever.
They had three or four guys who could have won the Conn Smythe. I think it was somewhat of a surprise that it was Bennett, considering that Reinhardt, albeit two empty net goals, scored four goals in the clinching game. He could have been the Conn Smythe winner. Bob could have been Marchand. They're a very deep team. And that's not even talking about the guy that was kind of their franchise player. Really, their two franchise players up until recently in Barkov and Ekblad.
That leads us back into the state of Pittsburgh hockey. Where are we right now? Where are we headed? Are we headed to empty buildings? Is it going to be a quick rebuild? Is it going to be like the Panthers, 20 years basically, between advancing to the second round? And what kind of appetite does Fenway Sports Group have for this, and I put this in quotes, rebuild? And how about you, the Pittsburgh hockey fan? Let's go to the lines, Sean.
All right, we will start with Rowdy.
Rowdy Telez, how are you?
Hey, Joe, my favorite personality there. So I think the Penguins and the Steelers are very similar in the fact that they are selling out and trying to get best of both worlds at the same time.
What do you mean selling out?
They want to stick with popularity. They want to keep their guys on their team. And it's at the detriment of the future of the franchise. Like the Steelers are trying to keep, you know, Watt and Hayward and Minka. And, you know, the Penguins are doing that with their big four as well. And it's really trying to appease the fans on that aspect, but at the same time, they're putting their rebuild or their fixing of the franchise back perhaps years.
Well, a couple of things the Penguins have done that separates themselves from the Steelers. One, they moved on from, actually three things. One, they moved on from their coach. Two, they have gotten rid of a big, big name, and that was Jake Guentzel. Like, that was the first sign that, you know, we don't think we can win. And then the third thing is they have actually at least mentioned, Dan Muse certainly did, that this is going to be a time of, quote, transition. You will never, ever hear that come out of Mike Tomlin's mouth or Omar Khan or Art II. And I'm not commending them for that, by the way, necessarily. I think the Penguins are actually, you know, going to a place that you need to go to win again. But I think there are differences between the two franchises at this point. But not enough yet. I hear what you're saying. There's still too many guys around here with the Penguins who are high-priced, underachieving, and need to be gotten rid of. Thanks for the call. He seemed astounded by that, Sean.
Yeah, I thought he was going to add something, but apparently not.
Next.
Well, maybe Badger will add a little bit more. We'll go to Badger.
What's up, Badger?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good.
My state of thought is this. I've been a longtime Penguin fan, and Joe, you know who I am. I used to be involved with the Penguins back in the day. And I see Dubas at this point, the trades that he made and the acquisitions that he made, they seem more like trade deadline moves in the offseason than they did actually to really help the team and give itself an identity on where we're going. And now that you have so-called the Lemieux Group back interest in the team, this team's in disarray. And this is a critical year. And
to do what? Get better or get worse?
Critical year to define what they're going to do as a franchise of we're going to do a total rebuild and then
They're not doing a total rebuild. That's out the window. I mean, can't you see that? How long have you been a Penguin fan, Badger?
Since the mid-70s.
Do you think we're headed back to a very dark period of Penguins hockey? Maybe that's where it needs to go, but I don't think for people who are newly on board, they realize what happens. Even in a town that's become more of a hockey town, if this gets really ugly, and maybe this is what they're all trying to avoid, if this gets really ugly, you're going to see 8,000 people in the seats. I can promise you that.
Exactly. I see this going back to the years right after the Penguins won the Stanley Cup with Craig Patrick at the helm. And I see it going back into the late 90s. And
well, that wouldn't be such a bad thing. I appreciate the call. I mean, they were still winning after the second cup. They went into a dark period with X Generation, you know, right around the time they traded Jágr. So I'm not sure if people realize, or maybe I'm wrong, maybe you disagree with me, how ugly and dark this can get in this town when the Penguins are really bad. And maybe they want to avoid that at all costs, and maybe because it's become more and more of a hockey town, maybe it won't get that ugly, and maybe they can avoid it. I just think when you're trying to sort of rehab yourself, when you're trying to recover and get to a good place again, man, if you skip rock bottom, you're taking a shortcut. And that's what it feels like the Penguins are doing to me. That's what it feels like to me. 412-928-9370. Sean?
We'll go to Jim in O'Hara.
Hey, Jim.
How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
I was on vacation and at a little pub and met one of the upper echelons of management for the Penguins, and talking about both being from Pittsburgh, and I asked what was going on. I said, what about the big three? And he said they laugh at what they're paying them because it's so cheap. And I was astounded by that. And then I said, if you don't have a winning program, you're not going to fill the stadium. And again, he laughed and he said, all the season tickets are full. That stadium is paid for regardless of how many people show up. So if management doesn't see any problem with the pay, what they're paying the three of them, and they think the place is filled, where are we going to go? There's no decision to be made.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean, no decision to be made about what?
About are we going to start paying other players and getting better players, more volume of them? Or are we just going to pay the three highest paid and then just get run-of-the-mill players to back him up. It's a tough way to win.
It sounds like you're being ground up in a garbage disposal. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm in my car.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you for the call. I have no idea.
Glad he's okay.
So that was hard to decipher. He said he was having a drink with a higher upper level executive for the Penguins. Is that what I was to gather there?
That their thought supposedly was their
nothing
below
to see
market
here?
Market value for their big three.
Yeah.
And they're selling enough tickets that whether the fans actually show up or not, the tickets already purchased will be enough of a profit.
Yeah, attendance is at its lowest point in 16 years and figures to get significantly worse. So I hope that's not reflective of the attitude overall. And who cares, about if you're getting a bargain right now. Sidney Crosby's always given them a bargain. Who else are the underpaid stars on the team?
I guess Malkin and Letang would be what he was referring to. But, I mean, it certainly seems like this is the end of the road for Malkin upcoming.
I mean, is Letang is signed for the next 3 years at $6.1 million. That, to me, right now is an albatross contract, especially when you combine it with Erik Karlsson for the next two at $20 million. And then you throw in Ryan Graves for the next four.
And Jari.
Four at 20. What is it? 4, 8, 12, 16, 17, 18 million. So this franchise still has $60 million tied up in Karlsson, Letang, and Graves. Oh my God. Three more years of Tristan Jarry. And then, what are we talking?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
About here. I don't know what we're talking about. That's the problem. I don't know what they're doing. Are they going to get rid of Karlsson?
I don't know that that's going to be that easy. And we have all these extra picks now, right? It was, collecting draft picks for the next 3 years. The likelihood, if you move a guy like Karlsson, is that you're going to have to attach probably some pretty good picks with it. You might be giving up, for instance, a second and let's say a fourth to move off of that contract. And you have the assets to do that, but it's not like, I think some people are thinking they're going to get a player who's going to really make this team better this offseason. I think it's going to be the opposite, where there's probably going to be more subtracting talent than adding talent.
People, I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope that's the case. Tales from the Penguins locker room, a collection of the greatest Penguin story ever told by the savvy old news sound. And it can be yours, Sean, for what did I say, $15 on Amazon? You ready for some of these reviews?
That is a bargain.
I got 0 1-star reviews. That's good, right?
Yeah, you want all the 5-star reviews.
Yeah, 81%, and the average is 4.7 out of 5. Here's a couple of them. I bought this for my sister for her birthday, who is a lifelong diehard Penguins fan to take on a trip to Mexico to read on the plane. She said she couldn't put it down. My husband brought this book for himself. He is all about the Penguins and doesn't read many books, but this sparked his interest. He said 5 stars out of 5 stars. Now we have the bad one. It's a 2-star. I assumed this was a new book. The book I received was a used book. Very disappointing.
Well, that's not your fault.
I don't think so, no. Somebody else said, what's this guy writing about? I don't appreciate that, Sean. He didn't seem to like it. Someone else says, great book, go Pens. Wonderful book. Must read for every true Penguin fan. There are a bunch of short stories with no real rhyme or reason. That was the design of the book, Fabry, whoever you are. The design of the book was a bunch of short little vignettes, Sean, with no rhyme or reason. It wasn't like a written history of the Penguins. It was a bunch of fun stories strung together. Says you have to be a diehard to read it. That's hurtful, is it not?
The good news is it seems like you said 4.7. That's outstanding.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And a lot of times people are more inclined to write reviews when they're angry about something than with praise.
You are right about that. All right, let's get to the general. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. General Patton, Jeff Patton, is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Your chance to win Starkey's Card of the Week comes from going to our website, 937thefan.com, and going to our contesting page. Very easily done, I might add. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. My guess for Card of the Week, Sean, would be Sam Bennett. How about you?
I'm going to go Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
General, how are you, and what do you got?
Good morning, gentlemen. Appreciate you having me.
Sure.
Both good guesses. We're going to save Shea for next week, assuming things play out the way we thought. But it dawned on me when you guys were extolling the virtues of the Panthers, this is the Card of the Week exemplifies exactly how deep they are. We're going with Tkachuk.
Oh.
He's the most popular hobby-wise of all the Panthers. Probably has a lot to do with the Four Nations, being an American. We're going with the Tkachuk Rookie Black Diamond Dual Jersey Booklet. It's
Holy
a phenomenal card. They only made 299 of them.
Can you say that again, General? I didn't follow that. And what exactly does it mean?
Upper Deck Black Diamond is the name of the brand, like a Mercedes or the Fan, like the brand name. It's a jersey card. They actually cut up two pieces of jersey from a jersey he wore in his rookie season. And it's a booklet. It's a double card that's hinged on the spine, and it opens like the fine book you wrote. And this reveals two pieces of jersey, and they only made 299 of them. And as many great players as Florida has, Tkachuk's way more popular inside the hobby.
Beautiful. Thank you, General. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm also going to throw in a Tariq Skubal card. We got a rookie. His stuff's getting hot, and we get to see him up close and personal tonight.
I actually think the Pirates might get no hit tonight. I know that's not a wild prediction when this team's going against maybe the best pitcher in baseball right now. And I know Paul Skeens exists, but this guy might be the best pitcher.
That's why we had to acknowledge him in Starkey's Card of the Week.
Thank you, General. You're a wonderful man.
Have a great day. See you.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot and humid with a chance of storms throughout the day with a high of Heath Miller. 83. Couldn't be nicer than the General, could they? Anyone on earth, Sean.
How about that? That was the most elaborate description I've ever heard for a trading card.
Me too.
Opens up like a book, like your book.
Yes, it does. It's exactly right.
Real quick question for you, Joe.
Yeah.
Florida Panthers, who is the first player in the franchise history that comes to your mind? I have two.
I'm not filtering it, so it's Sam Bennett of all people, just because that's the first guy I think of right now.
Van Beesbrook and
Burre. Yeah,
those are the tie, because Beezer was, you know, so good for them when they went to the Stanley Cup, and that's like, I think of him from the 90s version.
Yeah.
Burre is one of my favorite players ever and one of the best goal scorers in NHL history.
Yeah, he would be, if he gave me a moment. He would be the guy that would come to mind. And the image that comes to mind is Johan Hedberg stopping him on two of three breakaways. And I think the Moose's debut was against Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And he stopped Burre on breakaways limits. Do you remember that?
Not many people stopped him on breakaways.
No, he was one of the greatest. One of the greatest ever. Coming up, another one of the greatest ever. Mr. Sean Gentile. Let's ask him some of these questions we're pondering. And where he ranks the Panthers among all the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.